Good morning, good morning. Today we have a request to talk a little bit more on cosmic law and also how to do healing work without recalling a person to mind. So we're going to start out with cosmic law, see how far we get. And if we don't get them both in, we will do the other one next week. So follow a breath. Without engaging any thoughts of what is happening. Rest in the reality that there is no person here to be speaking. And there is no person here to be listening. Follow another breath. Just aware of the happening. Without comment. And again, just aware of any appearance as they pass by. So firstly, we must have the understanding that nothing can be spoken as to the absolute with words or thinking. Okay. But we can use words to point in the direction for you to discover. Okay. So if nothing can be spoken as to the absolute, then all of these words I'm speaking are not truth. They are pointings. So like I said, we're going to look first at the cosmic law or what we also call spiritual law. So under this heading of spiritual law or cosmic law, there are several sub, not sub laws, laws that make up what we call this cosmic law or the spiritual law. So there's several headings under that. But for us today, we're going to stay with the law of vibration. We're going to, because the law of vibration, is that everything is energy at its core or at its center. And then we'll take the law of rhythm and the law of attraction. So we're going to use those particular items, enclosed within the one heading of cosmic law or spiritual law. So I have a question for you. Do you think that there is or was a God somewhere that made judgments and then decided what was to be a law to govern a material world or to govern mankind? And that is for you to ponder. So, if something is a law of spirit, then it must be like spirit. Okay. It must be immutable, as never changing. It must be infinite in scope and eternal, never coming or never going. In other words, it can't be on the books, so to say, and then in days or years be ratified and changed. That is man's law. That is not spiritual law. Spiritual law is unchanging, infinite, eternal. Also, when we speak of cosmic law or spiritual law, we cannot have in mind that it would be like human laws of judgment and punishment. That is not what cosmic law is about. It's not what spiritual law is about. There is no God to judge, and there is no God to punish. And you must hold that in your heart of discernment and understanding at all times. Then you might ask, but why does it look as if we have what we call good times, and then we have what we might call horrible times? Why does it look like that sometimes? Now, with the law of vibration, as we said, everything in its essence is energy. And you are the light and the source of that. And the reality of this is that energy is not created, nor can it ever be destroyed. It is unchanging, immutable, infinite, and eternal. Your very nature. Now, with the law of rhythm, okay, there is a natural rhythm of this energy. So we all experience the natural flowing of life's rhythm. We experience in the seasons flowing one to another, to another. We experience the flowing of the process of movement from birth to childhood to adult to aged to death. It is the natural rhythm. It is the natural flowing. We find it in the incoming and outgoing tides, this natural rhythm. You find it or feel it or experience in the earth's rotation from daylight to dark and then back to light again. We can experience it in the butterflies from egg to caterpillar to chrysalis and to butterfly again. The natural flow. And all of nature, including what we would consider ourselves, are naturally in this rhythm. So for the law of attraction, in this law, it is like that attracts like. It is not truth that opposites attract, like they say. They do not. For we, see, we're not really attracted to that which is contrary to our own natural pure self. So these laws, just these few here, are all about nature. Natural. So in the law, on the law of rhythm, that is natural, meaning it doesn't change. We can't change the rotation of the earth. We can't change that light moves to darkness, then back again. We can't change the tides coming and going. They're in their natural rhythm. And we, as this same energy, we have a natural rhythm in our being. Now, for instance, when you have a feeling, we'll call this intuition. When you have a feeling that, there is a decision to make. When we are in that sense of separation, we may agonize over making the decision. We may go hither and thither trying to find the best or the most profitable or something that we can have a gain with because we don't want to have that loss. At that time, we have stepped out of the natural rhythm It's like we are trying to row upstream. We have left our natural self, because in our natural self, there is a intuition. There is a knowingness. There is awareness. So we've stepped out of that law. We've made the decisions apart from the law. And then one day or the next day or soon, we say, wow, that wasn't a good choice. Everything seems to be falling apart. Now, that law, that natural law, is not there to punish. That law is there to guide us and keep us in the awareness of our nature. So when there seems to be a decision to make and we spend that time within listening and being still and being our natural self, which is stillness and silence, whatever is to take place will just quite naturally flow to our awareness without effort, without anxiety, without fears and doubts. At that time, we are in that flow, and that flow is love. So we can always tell when we've stepped out of that beam of light, we've stepped out of our heart, we've stepped out of our knowingness, we've tried to leave ourself and venture out there as a separate person and decide what is best. You can all feel it when you try to do it, if it would take but a moment to contemplate and think about it. Okay, we've all done it. So the spiritual laws, the cosmic laws, they are the natural laws of life. They haven't been made up and put in the books. They have always been. And they are always present. And that's again, whether we are aware of them or not, these laws are operating. So in your pondering, you will discover that it is in breaking, the breaking of these law of the laws, the cosmic law, the spiritual law. It's in the breaking of that, meaning we set our true self aside, move it aside, and we attempt to become that separate person again. That is breaking the law. That is unloving. It is not natural to our being. Okay. So when we break the cosmic laws, we do find that we experience suffering and we experience fearfulness, doubtfulness, or anxiety. Okay. And we might even be expressing, what have I done to deserve this? Okay. I don't know if any of you have come up with that thought coming to your awareness, but what have I done to deserve this? And we make a happening about a personal me. So we further stay in the breaking of the law. But you must remember, it is not because we've offended God and that somehow we're being punished. That scenario, that concept has no existence in life because it has no existence in love. Okay. So therefore, that idea of offending God and being punished has no presence and no power because it has no existence. But what we have done is we offended our own pure self. We have denied that presence of our own being. And through that denial, we experience what we would then call suffering. Now, that experience of suffering can only be accommodated by a separate person idea. The moment we recognize this and release the idea that I am doing something or being something, we are naturally again aware of being our natural self. And in that, that suffering vanishes. That fearfulness vanishes. Why? Because it is not our nature. It is not within our true nature to suffer or be fearful or be doubtful or be anxious. Again, those experiences can only happen when we have denied ourselves and are trying to take up that sense of separation, a personal self. So the breaking of that law is done by denying ourself is present and that there is some power and presence that is greater than ourself. And it is in the doing of this that we seemingly leave the flow or the rhythm of life. And then seemingly we experience a life of separation. Now that could be for moments or minutes, days, weeks, months, years or decades or a lifetime. But the moment there is the recognition, wait, this is not of my own being, then we have returned to the Father's house, as scripture says. We have come home in the recognition of I am. So in reality, there is no life of separation. There is no law, no cosmic law, no spiritual law that accommodates a life of separation. That is a dream outside the law, but that dream life is not reality. So we do live this dream life of separation only when we step out of the rhythm of life energy and accept the untruth about our own being. It is in this that we attract to us experiences at the level of energy we are living. So, if you are living in that dream, in that idea, that concept of a separate person, then you are living at a lower energy level, and that energy level that flows from you through your thoughts and your attitudes and your actions attracts the likeness of that back to your experience. So the greatest law that is to love God, which is yourself, and to love your neighbor, which is yourself. We break this law of loving by committing an act, a word, or deed of unlovingness. And be it toward yourself or toward a so-called other. So, even though there seems to be other laws beneath the heading of cosmic law or spiritual law, they're all in the incumbents of the one law that is to love God, which is yourself, and to put nothing before that love. Okay. So by nature, we are the eternal, unborn, formless energy that flows into expression by its very nature and attracts to itself that of lightness. And we must recognize that to be in our natural state of love being, we must be obedient to the nature of love that is ourself. And we do this by bringing down barriers and concepts and beliefs in separation. Okay. So take a breath. Still. And follow a breath as it comes in. And follow that breath as it goes out. It is a natural rhythm. It is a natural flowing. Breath in, breath out. Okay. We have some comments or questions. This is a pretty big deal.
I'll be giving this tape more than one listen.
Thanks. Thanks, Gary. Thank you. Yes, love.
This is a big topic.
Yeah, I kind of condensed it. We probably could take days on this, a whole weekend workshop.
But I want to start where I am. And when I am this presence, this I am, the rhythm, the vibration is like an anchor for me. And when I slip into thoughts, it's a different vibration. It's a different energy. I can feel it in my body. So my body, for me, is like my GPS. Bringing it to everyday functional life. But when I get into that anxiety, it's a whole different vibration.
Yes, indeed, it
And
is.
so it's a constant. I use this word floating because it really works for me. It's this, okay, just letting go of just resting back and coming back into rhythm. It's really all I know to do anymore.
That's all to do
Yeah.
is return to awareness. Okay, so you return to awareness of self, of being. And in that returning, not that you've actually gone anywhere, because only the person can experience anxiety. Okay. That is not something that the self experiences. Okay.
Correct.
So the anxiety and the fear and the doubt are all dream state experiences. They are not reality experiences. And that's why when you consciously become, you become conscious again and you consciously are aware being present. Okay. That you don't find anxiety, fear, or doubt. Why? Because they have no existence in reality. They only exist within the conceptual belief of being a separate person, and then the separate person has the experiences of fear and doubt and anxiety.
It what just came to me was every time I let go into that presence, it's love. It's that vibration of love stabilizes.
But at this moment, to question who is the one letting go to return to that stableness.
There isn't anyone to let go. It's just that
there isn't.
There
yes,
isn't.
Correctly.
It's just a groove or an old habit of.
Right.
I don't know.
That's something to be aware of.
Right.
That there is no me to let go. There is only that presence that is myself. And as I remain as that presence, then I am in that state of aware of an emotion. But I'm also in that place, I am not the emotion.
I'm not.
Okay. But there is no me to return to that state. I am always naturally that state. I am always that. Okay. But in habit, I think there's a person here that is returning to that natural state. Not so. Not so.
Mm-mm.
And the awareness, because you can relay it, the awareness is present of this letting go, but it is not the one letting go. That's just the appearance of a happening of letting go, but there's no person there to do the letting go. It's like in the beginning, there's no person here to speak. There's no person here to be listening, and there is no person to be letting go. What is taking place is that the presence that you are is the presence of awareness. And it is aware of this so-called action of letting go, but it's not the one that is let, there's no one there actually letting go. It is a happening, and the self is aware of that happening. There has to be this disconnect that there is a me doing something to return to that state that I already am naturally. Okay? Because that person isn't doing anything. It seems out of habit that it is, that there is actually a person there that can do something. But there is no person there. There is but the presence of the state of awareness. So the laws that we just went through, the spiritual laws, it states that quite clearly. Everything is this energy. Okay? Everything is in this flow of life, but I am the life that is flowing. So I become aware of everything that flows within me because I am the life that is flowing. Okay. I am the flow. I don't get into a flow. I don't come out of a flow. I am the flow. And within this life, everything can flow before my awareness, even the appearance of a person letting go flows through my awareness. Is that too much?
It's like a staying open to it all.
Yes, within the infinitude of my being, all things are acceptable. Everything has the opportunity to flow before my awareness in lovingness, in compassion, in kindness, because my being is the presence of love. If I were not present, there would be no love. And as we follow these laws, as we see these laws and become obedient to them, as it says, it's not as if there is a person there struggling to accommodate the dogmas of a religion or what they call the laws of a religion. There is no person there to do this. It is the self. That's all that's going on. And that being obedient to the laws is kind of a, can be a misconception, because the I that I am is the law of love. So I'm being obedient to myself, which is by nature the only presence. I am the law, so to speak. So to become obedient isn't for something separate to make this action of obedience to something separate. The obedience is to myself, to remaining what I am, to knowing myself. Okay. Unmute. I can't hear you. Ernest, unmute.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
Yeah,
there
sorry.
We go. There we go.
Yeah. What I'm asking is, this presence, which I am, which is observing every experience, can I call this presence a God, since we say God is an omnipresence?
Yes, as long as you know that it is not a God that is separate from you, that you are this God. You are this loving, this love presence. You are life itself. So yes, you can call the presence God as long as you know that it is yourself.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so I think we've spoken this before, that we each have our own definitions of what a God is, and we have to come out from under any definitions and recognize that if God is present, this God is myself. Okay, comments or questions?
Mary, so healing is being.
I would have to know what you mean by healing. Certainly, the God presence that you are doesn't require healing. What are we trying to heal?
Joining, maybe the
Who's
word.
joining? How many are joining?
I don't know. There's only one.
Exactly.
So there's no healing, it's just being.
It's always just being.
Is that this conception in like a concept that I hold? Yes.
Yes, if there's a concept about a you joining something or someone else, then you have two. And who's going to join and who is it going to join with or what is it going to join with?
Thanks. Clears up a lot. Wow.
Ernest, did you have a
So
question or a comment?
what I wanted to add is, the God that I am, I don't think is this physical body that we see. This presence that we are, has to be discerned spiritually. And it won't be the physical,
Right.
body that we see. That we can call ourselves as the manifestation of God, but rather that has to be something that has to be discerned spiritually. Then we can see that we are the manifestation of God.
Okay, then we'd have to understand. What exactly are you meaning the manifestation of God? Because are you saying that the energy that is my being, the life flow that I am, is that what you mean as your being? Or if the body is not the being, you can look at the body as a vehicle. You can look at the body as an instrument. But the consciousness that is present utilizing the senses to manifest and have experiences of itself that it could not have in a state, in the pure state of what we call oneness. So the manifestation is not the self, but I remain the self, but there is the manifestation of the vehicle. There is the manifestation of the brain working and the five senses or six senses that are functioning to create an experience for the consciousness that is utilizing these things. So we
That's
always, yes, we always remain that which is the one manifesting. We do never become that which was manifested. That's why we are not the body, we are not the mind, we are not the five senses. We are always remain beyond anything describable.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, okay. I understand that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. Are you full now? Everybody's filled up. Got a lot to contemplate.
Thank you, Mary. Another great Sunday talk.
Thanks, Gary. And I hope we covered this for the one that has requested it. I hope it has fulfilled what was being requested. Right. Well, any more comments or questions? And we are complete in this one. So take a breath and just once again recognize just the natural flowing, the natural rhythm of the breath. Let us pray. Most beloved one, speak, for I that I am is listening. It is my nature to be love and loving. It is my nature to be silent. It is my nature to be still. It is my very nature to listen from my heart. Speak, my beloved one. I am listening. Amen. Om Namaste.